Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View, a weekly Bible-based discussion on matters of faith and everyday living. God's Point of View is made possible every Thursday at this time by the Highland Church of Christ, 821 Euclid Avenue in Paintsville. And now your co-host for God's Point of View, Tim Collins and Jerry Scott.
You place your hand on His Bible, and when you swear to tell the truth, His name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. And when we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under Him. In God we still trust. Here in America, He's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome into God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. This is a program that is paid for by the church. Therefore, the opinions of myself or Mr. Jerry Scott are not necessarily those of WSIP Radio or Ford Broadcasting, but they are, however, our opinions as we interpret it from the Holy Scripture.
Amen, brother. Good to see you this morning.
Good to see you, brother.
I got here right at 1029.
You did?
Yeah.
You was about 30 seconds early.
Just about 30 seconds early. And so the sun's beginning to pop out, peek out. Not doing a lot this morning, but...
Some's better than none.
Some is better than none. And we do have hope of things getting even better tomorrow. Maybe not really as warm as we like, but going to be sunny tomorrow.
It's going to be sunny tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow or Saturday or both?
Well, tomorrow is going to be sunny. I don't know about Saturday yet. Yeah. I didn't go that far.
Seems like I.
But it's going to be colder. Freeze advisory in effect from 1 a.m. till 1 a.m. till 10 a.m. in the morning.
1 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Freeze warning.
All right.
Is in effect. So.
Well,
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Feeling better. Sure am. Sure
that's
am.
That's good.
And raring to go. Missed everybody last night. And raring to go today, and look at that. Just since we've been talking about the sun, it's beginning to come out.
I love that. We want to invite everybody, if you've got a question or comments, you can give us a call at 789-0318, 789-0318. Or if it's easier for you, you can send us an email at godspointofview@yahoo.com. And have you...
Don't forget our text message now.
Okay, 367-0137.
That's it.
Oh,
that's it.
I can't believe I remember that.
Sure. Because you're just used to punching a button, aren't you?
Most of the time. Yeah,
we all are.
I know where my buttons are.
We're all just as spoiled as we can be. But that is my cell phone number.
Yeah.
And I'd love for you to text me. And we've received some texts of pretty good messages, pretty good questions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're on the air. We're on the air to try to offer God's point of view. How God feels about certain subjects.
And what His Word tells us about
those
things.
Sure. And now we're not pretending that we know all the answers to every question. And certainly those gray areas, there's some gray areas in the Bible.
There's some gray areas, yep.
That we have to use discernment and we have to use our own common sense.
Yeah.
My dad-in-law used to say he really didn't know why it was called common sense because it was so hard to come by. And I think he's exactly right. We need to use the revealed sense, which is the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
our common sense, which is a God-given ability,
mm-hmm.
and do away with the nonsense.
Yeah, there you go.
And so what we're trying to do is to look at the Bible, see mm-hmm. what God's Word says. I believe there's a message from God today, and I believe that message from God will speak to people's hearts and will also provide all scripture that is profitable for doctrine, correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfectly furnished through all good works. I believe that God would not put us here, give us a book that is inadequate. I really don't.
Amen, yeah.
I think everything we need is right there in the Word of God. So if you'd like to join the conversation with a question or a comment, we would love for you to. Looking at the email here, all I see, Timotheus, is important update on terms and services and privacy. That's all I see.
Well, that's not going to help us right now.
It's not going to help us right now. I don't really know what all that's about. You probably have studied it thoroughly.
No, I have not.
Who does?
They put it out there to clear themselves, I guess.
I guess they do. So, you handed this to me. I really haven't had a chance to look at it thoroughly. Mm-hmm. Why don't you, since you discovered it, why don't you explain it?
Well, this is from the CPC, the Commonwealth Policy Center of Kentucky. Richard Nelson is the director, I guess.
Who, by the way, we support.
Who we support, a great man with great knowledge, gave us some great insight when the issue with the play came up and those kind of things.
Yeah.
He's very, very, very well versed in things and knows what's going on in the political realm of the Commonwealth.
Yes.
And I was thinking about this. I saw this this email that came to me, and I'm not taking one side. I'm not taking another side. Don't want to go there. Don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So don't want to offend anybody. I'm not trying to take a side. But sometimes you told me something one time that stuck with me. You can take a white tablecloth, and if you have one little spot of ink on it, where does the attention go?
Well, to the spot.
To the spot of ink.
Yeah.
And I wonder how much of this, the pension thing and everything's going on, I understand both sides of it. I get it. And it's bad. And I don't know an easy fix for it, but that's not what we're going to talk about. But sometimes we get so focused on one thing, we forget about other things.
Absolutely.
So this is what the CPC, Commonwealth Policy Center, and I would advise you to check it out for yourself. Go on their website. Here's some things that have been done with the legislator, and while we have our current governor, HB 454 has done away with abortion, 11 weeks and younger, and the New York Times.
Amen.
New York Times said it's one of the strictest abortion limit laws in the United States.
Thank you, New York Times.
So that's a great thing.
I think
that's
so.
A godly thing.
Amen. I agree.
So, you know, let's see. SB 71 raises standards for the public school students and also requires teachers rather for the abstinence until marriage. Wherever it's education is told.
Amen. I believe that's a good thing.
That's a godly thing. HB 1 reformed foster care and also adoption. It made it a little easier for adoption. I think that's a godly thing.
I think it's wonderful. You know how difficult it is? It is extremely difficult to adopt a child.
Yes.
There's a lot of parents waiting to adopt. Good parents, fine people,
mm-hmm.
and have a difficult time. And then once they are able to do so, the expense is exorbitant.
I'm gonna pass this along to you because there's another section on the bottom there that I didn't put on the first one.
Yeah.
I'll let you kind of look through that, and you can talk about those things, too, that was done last year. These are godly things.
Yeah. Casino expansion and recreational marijuana legislation was killed. I'm for that. Amen.
That's a godly thing.
Yeah, anything that that takes my money illegally and immorally,
mm-hmm.
and anything that causes me to think in a way that is not my normal self,
mm-hmm.
Some would suggest that might be a good thing, but marijuana legislation was killed. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
And human trafficking, I'm all for stopping that. The laws were strengthened.
Mm-hmm.
Revenge porn criminalized, I'm glad. And crime victims' rights passed and will be on the ballot in November. This revenge porn criminalized. I believe that's when a spouse wants to
a spouse or a girlfriend or boyfriend has a nude photo or something, and then going to get a little revenge on you.
That's
going to be a crime if it's voted through
it
in November.
I hope it is because pornography is an insidious evil,
mm-hmm.
and we may do a whole show on that one of these days, Timotheus. We've talked about it over the years,
mm-hmm.
And then the CPC report, CPC.
Commonwealth
Policy Center. Last year, Planned Parenthood was defunded of state dollars.
Godly thing.
Praise God for that. Religious liberty was shored up for elected officials. Amen.
Another godly thing.
Two major pro-life bills were enacted altogether. Businesses invested a record $9.2 billion in 2017 because of new economic policies. I'm for all of that.
Well, that's
every bit of it.
And when I saw that this morning, I thought, you know, I've seen so many things, and you've talked about the series,
yeah,
about our tongues and the things that we say and what we're doing. And there's a lot of bad ill will going on right now, but it's not all bad. These things,
no,
I believe God would be very pleased with. So the same legislatures and the same governor, whoever the politicians are, have been a part of this.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to take away from the pinch. I'm not trying to take the legislator side.
I'm just trying
to shed some more light on the subject.
There has to be. It's like painting a house.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, there's a mess involved in that.
There
has to be a mess before you can get things ever fixed up. Now, I don't want the teacher's retirement affected. I'm married to a teacher.
No.
And when she's not happy.
You're not happy.
Ain't nobody happy. I should say I'm married to a retired teacher.
Yeah.
And we're spending, a lot of our time these days and going to be spending more in the future taking care of grandchildren, helping to take care of grandchildren in homeschooling. But I don't want her to lose her retirement, or I don't want her to lose any of it.
Mm-hmm.
From that standpoint, I'm like everybody else. So we're not saying that we're opposed, that we're for what the governor was saying about retirement, or we're against teachers, and we're for teachers. We know how important they are.
Absolutely.
What we're saying is there's some good things happening too.
Yeah.
And I believe with the men and women in Frankfurt, God willing, they will. And I think the governor is trying to do this, trying to be fair and honest. He said some things he wished he hadn't said, and he apologized for it.
Yep.
In the heat of the fray, you know, sometimes we say stupid stuff.
Have you ever said anything that you had to apologize for?
Not really, but I've heard about people who have. Come on.
Let me tell you something.
Come on, Timothy. I have.
I've done a lot of it.
I've told on myself right in, from the pulpit and on the air here.
Yeah.
But the point is, let's give this a chance. Something, I think we're kind of starting back at ground zero, aren't we? Trying to get something passed.
I hope so.
So, we believe, that the prophet Isaiah was right when he said, come now.
Yeah.
Let us reason together.
There you go.
Saith the Lord.
Yeah.
And so, I think people of good conscience, can get together and disagree and still have the majority of good in mind. I think that can be accomplished. It may take a while because it's been in a mess a while. A lot of things, when I talk to people about their lives and try to counsel them, give them some advice, I'll say, how long did it take you to get in this situation? They'll say, well, it took about 25 years. And I said, you're not going to get out of it overnight.
No.
If it took you 25 years to get in,
yeah,
then it's going to take you a while to get out. So let's all try to be positive if we can at all.
And be kind.
I'm not saying we shouldn't speak up. We should speak up.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. Take a stand. But be kind.
Sure, be kind. But kindness is a lost virtue almost anymore.
But there's some – I just thought there were some wonderful things I really hadn't thought about.
I think these are good things. And this comes as email form to you. Maybe I got that.
Yes.
I just don't remember it.
Well, I signed up, and we have the Commonwealth Minute that's on the radio here in the mornings around 6:25. Richard Nelson hosts that.
You get a text on that, too?
No, I get it through email. That was on my email this morning. You can go to the – and it's a great website.
Well, I mean you get the text, what he's talking about. You get that in the email.
Yes.
Or just the audio.
No, I get – this was a separate email.
Yeah.
They send me different emails, one with the audio that I put on the air, but this was a separate, whole separate issue.
Well, let me ask you to do something for me. I'm having difficulty with my Suddenlink email account.
Mm.
Could you send me both of those, and especially the address where I could subscribe? Now, Richard would probably say, I already sent them to you, preacher, but I can't find them.
CommonwealthPolicyCenter.org is where you need to go to.
.org.
I think it's .org,
and those,
I believe.
Those are archived, I do believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So someone listening may say, well, I'm opposed to this, I'm opposed to that.
Yep.
That ban of abortions after 11 weeks, I'm not for. That raising the standards of public school students, and don't you try to teach my kid about sexual purity. Yeah, all those things. You're talking about that, just getting one side on the radio. This is one of the reasons we have the program on the air.
Mm-hmm.
If you disagree with those things, feel free to call us, text us, email us.
But be kind.
But be kind. be kind and not profane. We have strong convictions about these things, and we can discuss these things. Now, we may not be able to discuss them all today, but we will be happy to if you'll just let us know that you would like for us to do so. I want to go back to the abortion situation for just a moment, Moses. 7890318. We might ought to give the phone number.
For God's Point of View at yahoo.com.
Or
367-0137.
Sometimes I forget to put that on you know, it'll time out on you.
Yes.
And I've gotten some messages, it's timed out on me. So let me put it.
You're fixing your phone to where it won't black out on you.
Yeah, sing us a song, Dr. Moses, while I'm waiting here.
You don't want that.
All right.
We don't want people turning to radio.
My wife teaching our youngest granddaughter, Amelia, better known as Millie, to sing Old Ann Tucker. Boy, she can sing that just as good as anybody can.
Well, I'm going to have to ask her.
Ask her to sing it. And also, while she's singing, she'll sing She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain When She Comes. She knows both of those.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
The abortion issue.
Yeah, the abortion issue. Here's a question. Should babies with Down syndrome be aborted?
Well, I know my thoughts on it real quick.
What do you think about it, Timothy?
No child should be aborted.
You want to elaborate on that? No child should be aborted. All right, good deal, good deal.
I mean, God knit us in the womb. He knows, and he has a purpose for all of us.
Yeah.
All children are valuable to the Lord.
Yeah.
And to us.
Amen. Along with Kentucky, the Kentucky legislature supporting a law banning abortions where Down syndrome babies are involved. Indiana and Ohio already passed those bills as well.
Mm.
And I think a federal judge maybe has put a stay on the one in Ohio, but I think it'll probably pass all right. The Pennsylvania House legislature passed its own bill to ban such abortions. The bill passed, I'm told, 139-56. Now, why are we talking about this? We're talking about this because in Iceland, great vacation spot, I'm told. In Iceland.
Let me know when you go.
All right, brother. Nearly 100% of women who discover that their unborn child has Down syndrome choose to abort their baby. Iceland is moving toward, and they'll brag about this, we will have zero Down syndrome children born in our country. In Denmark, the abortion rate for unborn babies with Down syndrome is 98%. 98% are aborted.
Mm.
The abortion rate in the U.S. for such babies, 67%.
How sad.
And it's going to, I believe, if things keep going the way they're going, and I believe the Bible teaches that it will, you say, well, why are you preaching against all those things? Because I have personal responsibility.
Absolutely.
Now, somebody says, yeah, but you can't stop it. Well, let's suppose you're diagnosed with cancer. They say, we can prolong your life a year or two if you'll do this. Wouldn't you do it?
I'd do my best.
So it's the same way here. This world is a good world. Now, I'm talking about the creation. The people in it's what makes it bad. The people that don't want to do what's right make it bad. And so I want to preserve it as long as I can. We're called salt.
Yep.
Christians are supposed to be salt.
Yep.
And salt is a preservative.
And if you lose its flavor.
Yeah.
It's no good.
It's no good. You might as well just cast it out.
Yep.
And trample it under your foot. So, this is what they're going toward. Now, let's suppose that every person that they learned was going to have Down syndrome, they can do this now in the womb. They know.
I think they check the amniotic fluid.
You're getting into an area that I'm not even going to comment on, because if you get in trouble on this, I don't want to be a part of it.
You throw me under the bus.
I have.
Okay. I could be wrong about that. I think that's something.
Wikipedia. I know that you're like your Bible. You keep that on your desk, I'm sure.
No.
Wikipedia lists 127 congenital disorders.
Mm.
And so some famous people, Timotheus, just want to remind our listeners, inherited physical challenges. For instance, Frederick Chopin, that classical music guy, cystic fibrosis.
Wow.
Albert Einstein, Isaac Newton, Thomas Edison, Asperger's syndrome.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. See what this show does for you?
There you go.
Abraham Lincoln, Marfan syndrome. Marfan syndrome.
I don't know what that is.
See, you're learning something else. It's elongated bone disease.
Oh.
Olympic gold medalist, get this now, Shaun White, Super Bowl winner, Teddy Bruschi. Did I say that right?
I think
Bruschi,
so.
And Pro Bowl football player Steve Hutchinson, along with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
Hobbybach.
Yeah.
Were born with congenital heart disease. So are we going to eliminate all these people from society? Here's a fella by the name of Carl Biggison. 10 years old when he constructed, get this now, Timotheus, the world's largest Titanic model built with Legos.
Yeah. Wow, that's a good time.
By the way, he's from Iceland.
Yeah.
This little boy. This Iceland native spent 11 months creating the replica. It is a replica of the Titanic.
Wow.
Get this now. Stands 26 feet long.
Yeah.
5 feet tall and 4 feet wide.
It took one or two Legos.
It took 56,000 Legos to mold this.
That's a lot of Legos.
And he's autistic.
Wow.
So are we going to eliminate people like this from society? My. Before he started the project, he had trouble with communication. He had trouble with social interaction.
Mm-hmm.
But he's as confident, I'm told, young fella now, as you'll see. He says his classmates see him as just, quote, another kid.
There you go.
Not just autistic.
Yeah.
By the way, Timotheus, getting rid of certain children, certain races.
Yep.
Eugenics.
Yep.
Practice or advocacy of controlled selective breeding in human populations was something that Charles Darwin was considering. And what was her name? Her name escapes me at the moment. The founder of, someone out there listening may know, is it the National Order of Women? What was her name back in the 20s? Anyway, eugenics, that's what they were. And they were at that time, years ago, if my memory serves me now, folks, forgive me if I get this wrong, and if I do, I'll apologize. But Charles Darwin and others like him, along with the Nazis, were experimenting on prisoners with forced sterilization to make the Aryan race clean.
Yeah.
Margaret Sanger, I believe was her name. Margaret Sanger just came to me. If I'm wrong, somebody correct me. But that was all about eliminating blacks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's get the phone call there.
Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, guy.
Great show. Learning a lot this morning.
Woo, doggies.
Been reading Richard's email as you were talking.
Mm-hmm.
But just a comment on, as you all know, I was in the wheelchair business for 10 years.
Yes, sir.
And got into the complex rehab type, the Superman type wheelchairs, and met some people with some of the diseases that you've mentioned.
Yes, sir.
And the parents almost totally were the most humble and sweet and people of faith.
Yes.
That you would find anywhere. And so, just a comment, I'll let you have it. I would submit that their very existence is a ministry.
Amen.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Amen.
And I've seen that almost, I would say, in the 90s percentile.
Mm. I think you're absolutely correct.
So anyhow, I'm with
well,
you guys. Thank you. God bless you.
Stay on there just a minute. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Two questions. Number one, did you say you were Superman? Is that what you said a minute ago?
That's what Tootie said.
Woo! And secondly, here's the second serious question. We all remember people in our lives. I'm thinking of Monica Jones. Little Monica, Ruth Jones' daughter.
Yes.
When she was born with Down syndrome, and she wasn't expected to live maybe 15, 16 years old, and she just died a couple of years ago. I guess she was in her late 40s, maybe 50.
I would imagine.
But she never got beyond, what would you say, 4 or 5 years old mentality?
I'd say
six
that.
Or seven years old.
Yes.
You could say, Monica, how are you today? And she would say, I good.
Mm.
And you know, she was.
Yeah.
She's blessed my life, and I know yours, and to Moses and everybody's that knew her.
We had a Bible study with them for quite a while.
Yeah, yes, sir, Ray.
Tootie would bring her comics and newspapers. And
yes,
she
sir.
Would watch for that.
Yes,
she
sir.
She loved it.
Yes, sir.
And we loved Monica.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, brother, we thank you for your call, and I agree with everything you said. That Superman reference, I'm not sure of.
Leave the cape in the closet.
You know, I might have got confused about that a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. I'll talk to you. Bless
you,
brother. I missed you last night. I hope you behaved yourself.
Yeah, we did. We did what we did.
I love you.
Without our leaders. Thank you,
bless
brother.
You, brother.
God bless you. Great program.
Thank you so much. Bye bye.
See you.
7890318. That was a good call from the brother.
It
brother
was.
Leo.
Good
job. Good job. So, God's Point of View at Yahoo.com. So what are we going to do about this? Well, three things. We're talking about eugenics. We're talking about aborting children. Society calls them fetuses in the womb. Let's get this phone call to Mothis.
Yeah. We got two phone calls coming
in. All righty.
So be patient with us here. Good morning. Welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please. Hello. Well, I think they're listening to the radio.
Probably are. You want to turn your radio down?
Hello.
Well, no way there.
Let's going try. Once, let's, going twice.
Let's go to another phone call.
Right.
Good morning, and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
I have a statement, a comment to make on the Down syndrome.
Okay.
I have a grandson with Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
A grandson that is autistic.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot imagine our lives without either one of them.
Amen.
Not only that, but the whole community.
Yes.
What an impression those babies make.
Both of our children are just the lights of our life.
They minister.
And everyone who knows them.
They minister to you, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Amen.
I have learned more things from those two boys than I can ever, ever relate to you.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
And I just want to make that comment. I cannot imagine. Our lives without either one of
bless your little heart. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless.
And we got another phone call coming in, so
all
let's
right.
try again. Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please. Turn your radio down and you'll be able to hear me better.
I can hear you, and I called earlier and my phone dropped the call. But anyway, concerning the guy that called in there about the Superman deal, he would have made that comment brief if you guys hadn't have interrupted.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you even attempt to make it, we'll cut you off.
Comments were wonderful, and I had the opportunity, speaking of Down syndrome, to be with Monica and ask her to ask God's blessing on the food.
Amen.
I heard two words. I heard God, and I heard food. Tears streaming down her cheek.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, my.
That girl had the heart of God.
She did.
Yeah. But anyway, I appreciate the call, and I've heard quite a bit of it today. Actually.
Good.
But thank you, guys.
Appreciate you much. You must be laying off the job today.
Actually, I'm drawing this phenomenal paycheck even as I speak.
Now, wait a minute. You won't talk about nominal. We can have a conversation about that.
Brother, we appreciate
you. Keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
We plan to.
All right.
God bless you.
Let's try to go one more quick call.
All right, brother.
We can do this one real quick. We're about out of time. Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please?
Yes. Praise God for one thing. And I have a grandchild that is autistic, and he is the most amazing child that I have ever seen.
Bless you.
Smart as a tag.
Oh, yes.
And very talented. And he loves to do woodworking, and he comes over and helps me with my house when I do repairs.
Oh, wonderful.
He's an awesome child.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't,
can't imagine your life without him.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anybody aborting a child that is that wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, we've aborted over 60 million right here in our country.
No, that's just horrible.
Oh,
so
my.
Sad.
Some God is going to bring that up with people, you know, on the judge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. It'll be brought before them.
Thank you for calling. God bless you.
Bless you.
Hmm.
Timotheus, we're out of time. Bro.
We're out of time.
But I can't think of a better way to be out of time.
Absolutely.
We need more time.
We need more time. And what great phone calls. We thank everybody that called in today and affirmed what we were talking about and live it every day. So we thank you so much for calling in and being part of the show today. We'd like to invite you to services at the church, of course, Highland Church of Christ. Sunday school gets underway at 9:30 a.m. for Sunday school, as I said. Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. Life groups 6 p.m. on Sunday evenings and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Again, for Bible study, we'd love to have you at the Highland Church of Christ. That's going to do it for this edition of God's Point of View. Thanks for joining us today.